Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Celebrate over 100 years of steak perfection with Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site wide during their anniversary sale. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at OmahaSteaks.com today. They're America's original butcher, and only Omaha Steaks delivers a full lineup of extra-age steaks so tender, they're USDA certified tender. Their customer favorite filet mignon has even been elevated to USDA certified very tender. And that attention to quality doesn't just stop with steaks. We're talking beefy burgers, air-chilled chicken, premium pork, and so much more. And every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the anniversary sale at OmahaSteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com, code CERTIFIED. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sunrays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Welcome back to our conversation about classroom covers cover-ups. And if the first point of this conversation that we had with Eric made your blood boil, get ready, because we're not just talking about policies anymore. We're going to be talking about patterns, patterns of protection, patterns of silence, patterns where administrators, school boards, and even entire districts opt to quietly move on from problematic staff rather than risk confrontation, headlines, or lawsuits. And when they do, well, that predator walks away with a resignation, not a record. The behavior doesn't end, it just changes zip codes. And what do we call that? Passing the trash. It's not just a phrase, it's a system-wide sleight of hand that's been going on for decades. A legal dodge where schools knowingly allow teachers with red flags, sometimes serious ones, to resign before those allegations ever reach the point or official reporting. No formal complaint, no criminal investigation, no call to child protective services, just an empty desk and a vague explanation, and in many cases, a letter of recommendation. Yes. Oh, we had all these parents outraged at what you were saying and doing with their children. Here's a letter of recommendation. Go away. This isn't just a one-off. It's a strategy. We've got documented case after case, many of them where schools refuse to formally report abuse concerns. Thousands of them in the last few years. Why? Because if they do, it triggers mandatory reporting obligations and opens them up to liability. But if they keep it internal, the whole thing disappears. It's clean. It's quiet. Catastrophic if something happens. going to be digging in with Eric Faddis to explore the legal tightrope schools are walking and how they're using it to their advantage. What legal responsibilities do they actually have to report? What happens when they don't? And how the hell does a system with so many supposed safeguards keep letting monsters walk into new classrooms with clean records? Let's get into it. Let's talk about when people see something and people then say something. Because they do. And there's a lot of people. The problem is not necessarily reporting, I think. It's more so what's done with that reporting. Now, do people hold these things in? Yes, they do. But there are we certainly are in a society where people seem a bit more vocal than they used to be. And they're not as ashamed to come out and say, hey, this happened. This needs some attention over here. What are the incentives, if any, for an institution legally, financial, reputationable, to avoid going and reporting this to the authorities? Just because it goes to CPS doesn't mean it's going to the local news outlet, which probably doesn't exist anymore. It's pretty much podcasters, because local papers, local radio's gone. So you don't necessarily have that. I mean, what are the incentives to not report this? This seems like it's a very steep mountain over here if you fail to do the right thing over here.
Oh, certainly. You know, there are obviously optics issues. You know, look, if a school hired on somebody who is a threat, somebody who's a problem, somebody who potentially might abuse children or other people, that's a bad look for that school. You know, there's arguments that they should have engaged in better background checks. Perhaps they'll get less enrollment. Certainly, if it's a private institution, that could mean a financial loss substantially for that institution. And so on top of that, you know, just wanting to maintain a good name within the community is of value to these schools, of course. But they're really taking a gamble on this thing, because every now and again, something slips by and they try to keep it under wraps, and then that person hurts somebody else. And now all eyes are on those prior institutions. It's a gamble that's not worth it.
I guess my other question is, are districts not involving legal counsel enough to get an accurate answer of what they should be doing here? I mean, walk us through a likely scenario. A credible allegation is made, and instead of reporting it, the district lets the teacher resign. I mean, who's making this call? Is it like the superintendent, the school board, the principal? Is the legal counsel getting involved saying, hey, let's just let him resign and move away? Because it seems like a liability as well. If you're the attorney advising the school, this might not be the best idea. Are they shying away from legal advice, in your opinion, and going more and like rolling the dice, because our odds are nothing's going to happen. We've been doing this for a while and getting away with it. But, you know, you can only go down that road for so long before something, you know, comes back to roost.
Tony, you know, are there too few lawyers involved in these decisions, or are there too many lawyers involved in these decisions?
Yeah.
That's a legitimate question. And I'm a lawyer. And what I can tell you is that, you know, the lawyers analyzing these determinations, you know, they're trying to look out for the best interests of their client. Hopefully they're identifying, like you said, a massive civil liability. And on top of that, hopefully they're advising on what the right thing to do is. But that's not always the case. You know, sometimes lawyers have been used to sweep things under the rug, to say, hey, you know, if you word things in such a way in the internal investigation, that can sidestep or appear to sidestep a further level of action that you need to take. And so, you know, here's how you do it. Let's just quietly try to resolve this, get this guy to resign. And if he's out of our school district, it's not our problem anymore.
I mean, there's sometimes contracts or sometimes settlement agreements that come into play here that explicitly prevent the district from discussing the situation with future employers. I mean, these are like self-imposed things that the district will put onto itself from a legal standpoint. Does that make sense? I mean, you're exactly right. Are there too many lawyers involved here, where you also have the possibility, which has happened, where accusations are made, they are found to be not necessarily provable, but look, most of these accusations aren't very provable. But when you have a trend of them over and over from different people, it shows it might be something going on. But there are issues where accusations are made, nothing is found, doesn't get to CPS, they fire the employee, and they go back and they sue the district, saying, look, you never found anything, any proof of this, whether it's real or not. So they're also facing litigious action from both the employee that has the accusations against them, if they're not true or just they're not provable. And then you also have the possibility of legal action against you should you let that person move on, or you're not allowed to say what happened to the next school district. Doesn't that like squarely put the district that's having the problems in a target for legal repercussions that are kind of self-imposed by their own doing, but also because they don't have much of a choice?
Certainly it's a legal quagmire, but hey, look, we're dealing with kids. These are sensitive issues. They're going to be hard, complex legal questions that arise. They still have to do the right thing. And look, if they're agreeing or entering into a settlement agreement with the employee, for example, and there's some kind of provision whereby the school side cannot discuss these allegations, perhaps because they weren't provable. That is absurd. We are silencing these school districts that know about information that other school districts might want to know about because it goes to protecting the children. And so, you know, them sort of silencing themselves and agreeing to these provisions whereby they cannot discuss the allegations, I think is antithetical to mandatory reporting requirements. It's antithetical to protecting children and transparency in the employment process when we're talking about teachers who deal with kids on a day-to-day basis.
And in a way, this is obviously we're talking about kids, so it's more sensitive than I guess just your average employment office type situation. But these sort of problems exist in other areas of life as well, other institutions. We see it in policing. We see it in many other areas, medicine as well, and just regular employment from different places. And in the last handful of years, you may have noticed, or some of our listeners may have noticed, that when you apply for a job elsewhere from your current employer, or you're looking to get a recommendation from your current employer, quite often the answer is, I can confirm your employment dates. And there's not a ton of, yes, we can say anything about you, good or bad. And a lot of companies have just adopted the, we're just going to do dates, not good or bad. That way, and it's insane, because if you're a great employee, you're just dated. And if you're a bad employee, you're just dated. It's not really an advantageous thing to a productive employee, but the same thing is going on here. Can a future employer, are they even allowed to ask why the teacher left? Or is that protected? Does an answer have to be given? Of course they can ask, but does an answer have to be given? Or is that starting to fall into one of those categories of you can't ask that in a job interview?
You know, as a general rule, I don't believe an answer has to be given. I'm not aware of any legal requirement that the prior school would have to inform the new school about some kind of issues. Now, sometimes different jurisdictions and different school districts have their own idiosyncratic requirements in that locale. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, if school number two calls up school number one and wants information about the teacher, school number one is not under a legal obligation to give that. You know, should they be? Should there be some sort of provision whereby the prior school has to provide the employment file or disclose any sort of concerning information that could be reasonably calculated to pertain to abuse or neglect? You know, perhaps those requirements should be put in place, but I'm not aware of any across the country.
Is there also a reason here as well at play, do you think, that maybe schools don't want to ask that question? They're already starving for teachers. They basically need bodies in positions. So if you get somebody who has the degree, has the teaching certificate, it's not just a sub, it's somebody that they can put into this position and check that box that we have that filled. If they were to ask that question and find out something they don't like, maybe not necessarily something that would legally prevent the person from being hired, but more so, well, there was accusations, but they came out to be unfounded, and that's what it was. Never got turned over. It was just, and they know nothing more. That still doesn't necessarily prohibit that person from being hired. There are unfounded allegations out there that are legitimately unfounded, that are just somebody saying something. But if they were to have knowledge of that, that at some point along the hiring process, there was a warning, unfounded warning or unsubstantiated warning, but a warning. Does that in itself just open up the school to a whole other bunch of liability should that teacher turn out to be a monster and do something? And then the school is shown as having prior knowledge. So if we don't ask, we don't know. And if we don't know, you can't go after us for knowing something that we didn't already know.
You're exactly right. I think it touches on a very significant issue in our education system. You know, these schools are trying to balance a number of interests. Like you said, they've got to get warm bodies in there to teach these kids. There's a teacher shortage on the one hand. On the other hand, they've got to make sure they're making safe decisions for the children in their care. And so where do those lines kind of cross when we're talking about what information that the subsequent school is asking about? You know, surely, it from a purely legalistic standpoint, it makes sense to not come into contact with information that's going to subject you to civil liability, to being sued if something happens. But you got to weigh that against sort of a more altruistic interest of needing to protect the children in your care. But it doesn't surprise me that schools would be shy about learning really the depths of all the information, you know, lest they come in contact with something colorably problematic, and then either they can't hire the person, if they do, they're on the hook for a lawsuit.
So now we know mandatory reporting might sound reassuring on paper, but in practice, it's full of big holes, enough for a predator to waltz right through, straight into another classroom. What we're seeing isn't just a failure to report, it's a coordinated effort to avoid responsibility, a deliberate strategy where schools weigh their own reputations against the safety of the children in their care and choose silence. Eric hit it square on the head. When a district uses internal investigations as a substitute for legal accountability, they're not just bypassing law, they're actively undermining it. It's not their job to judge and jury. When a student, parent, or colleague comes forward with a concern about inappropriate conduct, the district's role isn't to figure out if it's real, it's to report it, period. That's the whole point of mandatory reporting laws. They exist because schools aren't equipped to run criminal investigations. They don't have subpoena power. They don't have forensic teams. What they do have is a legal obligation to get that allegation into the hands of people who can actually investigate it properly. Child Protective Services, law enforcement, whoever's appropriate. Instead, what we see over and over again is this toxic pattern. A school gets uncomfortable, and instead of alerting authorities, they handle it quietly, they accept a resignation, they give a reference letter, and they wash their hands of it until the next district makes the same mistake. This is how someone like Andrew McGann ended up in Arkansas with no red flags in his file, ready to start fresh. Until it ends up in tragedy. And yet no one seems to be held accountable for letting him slip through the cracks. So now that we've exposed how districts manipulate this system to avoid reporting, let's pivot to the policies that allow this behavior to persist. Because it's not just bad actors making bad choices. It's a system built with loopholes big enough to bury the truth in. We got another conversation coming up with Eric. Press subscribe so you don't miss it wherever you're watching this or listening to this. YouTube, podcast platforms, just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and press subscribe. Do it in both places so you can take us wherever you are. And let us know in the comment sections what your thoughts are on this case and this problem that doesn't seem to have an ending. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the long-lasting power you need with Energizer. Menards has the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries. They provide solid power for flashlights, remotes, and so much more. Right now, save big on Energizer batteries. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.